understanding that all profit is income, but not all income is profit, is the foundation of creating profit. Profit is the realm of more, of abundance, of extra. Too many solo entrepreneurs and small businesses are spending from their inflow without realizing how they are burning the future growth of their business. It is time to be profitable, and it is time to increase our profitability. Christian income earners, it is time to pay attention to your harvest. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I help Christian income earners create, manage, and distribute profitable legacies through the instruction and application of biblical strategies. But prosperity is not entitled, be aware, but it is within reach. Profitable Christians can enjoy debt-free wealth, giving generously to the things that move their hearts. Here at Debt-Free Wealth Radio, I take an unapologetic Christian approach to my topics because I believe the Bible is a practical, relevant guide to our success. And my goal today is to deliver high value at high standards to you, my listening audience. So today's topic is all profit is income, but not all income is profit. Be profitable. So profit, as I said, profit is a space of more, of extra, of what is left after all expenses. Now, there are three types of profit that will show up on an income statement, and this is gross profit, operating profit, and net profit. Tax season is the one time of year that all businesses become publicly aware of their profitability. Of course, profitability should be known throughout the life of the business, even on a day-to-day basis. But for the solo entrepreneur or for the small business owner who's still wearing a lot of hats, doing the accounting, keeping it up to date, analyzing the data, and using that analysis to adjust your operation may happen less frequently than you know it really should happen. One of the goals for the entrepreneur, for the business owner during the tax season is to bring down that declared profit, bring that profit line down with every possible write-off to justify paying less in taxes. And that's fine, and that's legal. Bear in mind, though, that your public tax record is also what banks and other growth-impacting organizations look at. So if you constantly appear to be unprofitable, even the IRS will declare your business to be a hobby at some point, and you may lose your business write-off privileges. Now, however you're hearing this today, I will have a link to the blog post, which is of the same content, and the clickable links to everything I share with you will be here, including the resource for my comment that the IRS will declare a business a hobby and prohibit your business write-off privileges. Profitability is the goal of all businesses, but even the not-for-profits want to generate that extra because that extra is where they donate to their cause or reapportion that profit, which is where some of the not-for-profit CEOs end up with billions and millions of dollars for their personal income. But at the end of the day, profit is still the ultimate goal. But how you handle profit, especially not-for-profit organizations, is unique. Profit is a good thing, guys, and the more profit, the better. Today, I want to impress upon you the urgency of profitability and urge you to move towards profitability with urgency, because it is biblical to be profitable. And for the Christian income earner, the Bible has a lot to say about profitability, and I urge you to pay attention. Some of this I have already put in my book, The Bible on Business. And again, if you click on the link to the blog post, all clickable links will be there, including that resource, The Bible on Business, which I wrote some time ago. It is time for us to pay attention to our harvest. Let's look at what the Bible has to say and get some biblical insight into generating and building profitability. The first thing I want you to know that there really is a biblical profit mandate. Now, I've already written about that in a blog post called Become a Profitable Steward, the Profit Mandate. And I have a link to that here as well, so I will not be going over that content. But in a nutshell, I do want to remind you that God delivered a stern judgment on the servant who buried the talent without at least investing it with the bank. And I'm going to send you to look that up so you get the whole context of that over in Matthew 25, and specifically to that judgment in verses 26 through 30. Whatever has been entrusted to you, Christian income earner, God expects you to move it to profitability. However, we will not all enjoy the same profit results. Some of us, for our work effort, which aka sowing seeds, will have a return of 30, 60, or even 100 times the investment. Matthew 13:8 says, "Still other seeds fell on the fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted." The amount returned is not equal. I'm very sorry to let you know that God's favor is not metered out on any socialistic agenda of equality. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is the way it goes. God's favor is not measured out on any socialistic agenda of equality. Some of us do get more than others. But I want to just remind you very quickly that getting less does not make it less valuable. So gold is gold, diamonds are diamonds. The fact that you have more of it doesn't make that what you have less valuable. It's just that some of us have more. So God does not distribute favor on the socialistic agenda. There is no equality for all distribution plan. Some will get one, some will get two, some will get five in reference to talent. But all of us will be expected to return a profit on that. Biblically speaking, there is equality in our intrinsic value as humans, as people of God. We're all equal in our value. But there is no equality in our exposure, in our purpose, or in our profit. As human, our equality is the same. There is no, and you know, those who are racist and all that, I'm very sorry for you. But as far as I'm concerned, the same way that flowers have different colors, fish have different colors, birds have different colors, God has seen it on all of his creation to decorate it as he would. And one bird is not less valuable than another, nor is one human less valuable than another because of our color. But while we are, as humans, are not less valuable in our personhood, there is no equality in our exposure, in our purpose, or in the profit that we will generate. Some of us will be more publicly exposed, while some of us will work quietly behind the scenes. Some of us will receive more recognition and praise and profit, and some of us may never ever be thanked, but all of us are still valuable in our contribution to the purpose of God. This is evident in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18, and again in verse 22, which says, "But as it is, God arranged each part of the body exactly as he wanted them. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be less important turn out to be all the more necessary." So head on over to 1 Corinthians 12 and read that in its entirety to get the full context there. We have a time constraint here on Debt Free Wealth Radio this morning. So understanding that all profit is income, but not all income is profit, is the foundation for creating profit in the first place. Guys, profit is the realm of more, of abundance, of extra. And too many of small businesses and solo entrepreneurs are spending from your inflow without realizing how you are burning the future growth of your business. It truly is time to be more profitable, and if you're already profitable, to increase your profitability. I had the privilege of coaching a young man some years ago, and he was in the middle of his self-pity party when he was sharing with me. He lamented that his lawn care business had brought in quite a bit of money, but no matter how much it brought in, for him it never seemed to be enough. He ended up losing that business because he just never seemed to have the money at the time to purchase gas for his mowers or to pay his helper. So as I dived into his operation, some things became blatantly clear. This man had zero understanding of operating costs or profit calculation. You see, when his clients paid him, he simply put that money in his wallet and began to cover his life costs. Because in his mind, whatever he took in as an entrepreneur was his money. So from the income that he generated from his lawn care business, he paid his grocery, he bought his grocery, paid his rent, and so on. So as I looked into these life costs that he shared with me, because of course, you know, to determine how much he should, he needs for his life so that we can also help him figure out what he needs to generate in his business, there was one particular expense that kept coming up, and it was, ding, 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 entertainment. You see, his new income level that he was generating, because before he had a job, and now he had a business, and his business was doing well, was bringing in all this money, and he felt that he could afford himself some extra toys, nice cars, a motorcycle, that kind of thing. And that got him the attention of a beautiful girl that he truly felt was out of his league. And what he did was he spent and he spent and he spent to impress her and to keep her connected to him. So it was a shock to him to hear me tell him that he was directly responsible for the failure of his profitable business. Before this, he was seeing himself as a victim. Now, his business was actually very profitable on paper. Once he started to put the numbers down of his operating costs, he actually had quite a good profit margin. The problem was he had not taken the time to document his expenses properly, do his calculations, and he was not aware of how much of the inflow of money he could easily and comfortably extract for his personal use without draining the funds that he needed to retain the operation of his growing business. In his case, this was simply mindless ignorance and stupidity. But for some of you listening today, it may be poor time management or not delegating your accounting to an assistant or an accounting service. Today, small business owners have many tools to make accounting on the go easier, such as QuickBooks and TaxBox. But today's show is not about going over the tools of the trade. I'm simply urging you, sisters and brothers, to become profitable Christians. There are too many Christians in line for a hand up instead of being in a position to give a hand out. This must change, and I'm honored to partner with God in this venture. I move Christian income earners to become profitable stewards of what God has put under your control. This is your mission, should you choose to accept it. And if you do choose to accept it, I'm here to assist you accomplish it. I am super simple to find at trudybearman.com. You have found me today at Debt Free Wealth Radio. Connect with me, and I'd be happy to help you move forward in profitability. Thank you.